Next up, we have Daniel Sittler with Miracle.
I'm as threadbare as my clothes. I cut and stitch the finest cloth, but it doesn't really show. I'm coming apart at the seams I sew, and the streets are filling up with snow.
Winter's cold for me and master, and every year it comes a little faster. I swear we have the smallest home in Gloucester, and the master's never here. The poor old bastard. It would take a miracle
to make it through the winter, warm and unhindered.
It would take a miracle
to make the New Year's rent. We'll have to ration every...
And the protagonist wants to keep the tailor business up and going. Is that right?
Make it through the winter, right? Like, without freezing to death or starving.
Yeah, and the protagonists are bunny rabbits. Is that right?
Taylor and his pet cat.
Taylor and his pet cat. What was I thinking of?
You're probably thinking of Peter Rabbit.
Beatrix Potter, I think, also did some rabbit stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a little bit mixed up, and as you can tell, I'm a little further away from complete notes in these later songs, but I do have a good set of notes here, so do not fear. The protagonist wants to keep his tailor business afloat, not freeze during the winter, make something for the mayor or governor or whatever, and to sing with his cat. So that's the want. And I thought that this song is really sweet and the melody is wonderful. There are a couple of sour notes here and there, but I immediately forgave them all. There were also some syllable smooshing that was going on that didn't have to happen. Like where he goes, I'm coming apart at the seams I sew. It crams the first few syllables together. The line could have been started either a beat earlier or a syllable could have been dropped to read, I come apart instead of I'm coming apart. And that triplet could have been avoided.
Phrasing.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And he could have just rewritten it to make it so that it fit. Or if he preferred to have that triplet, then I think he could have sold it better. He could have like made it said, this is me singing a triplet, you know, instead of rushing through it and de-emphasizing it in order to get to the rest of the line. Let's see. Similarly, at some point he rushes through that name Simca, when he could have made it a single syllable, some other sort of a thing, like deer or love, or you know, now that I know it's his cat, who I don't actually know what I would put in there. But he could just have you know, rephrased it to make it a little bit better.
It took me a while to realize that Simkin was a cat.
I didn't realize until...
I think it was on my third listen.
I think I got it.
Why is she calling him Master? This is a little creepy.
Yeah, 2 hours ago, I found out that it was a cat because I took a closer look at the bio. But anyhow, yeah, I think the female voice should have been the lead on the chorus harmony, too, like an octave above what Daniel is doing. And then the male voice, Daniel's voice, could have been the harmony voice. Instead, the male voice is a little low. And it doesn't meld great with the female voice. And if you're doing a chorus, then, you know, just it should be up there, I think, a little bit more.
I like the idea, though, that they come together and that they, you know, the interplay between the two of them singing the duet and the chorus works pretty well.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm just saying that the female voice should have been the lead.
Yeah, I think
so
you're
the
right.
The female voice should have been the lead and the male voice should have been the harmony. They still would have been together. It would have been all great. But then we wouldn't have had it drop down to the chorus with the male voice singing lower, if that makes any sense. I am writing this. I'm rewriting this song for them. Do exactly what I think you should do. Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. Don't let any of that lead you to believe that I dislike the song, because despite all of those nitpicks, I really, really enjoyed this. This is one of those songs where the gut level appeal is going to overpower any of these technical problems that I had with it. It's a lovely song. It is perfectly expository, and it makes me want to see this musical.
Yeah. I had that in my notes, too, that the story comes through really, really well, and it felt like a stage drama. So I thought that was really great. I also had the same note about the use of reverb. Sounded like they were in a room on a stage. So that was great. And did you notice that there were live instruments?
Yes, live strings and a live
live strings and live horn, and they sounded great. And I think that was very, you know, a theater-appropriate orchestration. I really loved the live instrumentation, and it was good production. Ryan mentioned that he thought the song was very sweet, and I have in my notes cloying, so it's a little maybe too sweet for me, but I guess it is a kid's story after all, so those are often...
On that note, I wrote down in my notes, so sorry to interrupt, but I wrote, if this was a musical, the level of schmaltz would be totally fine and it completely works.
Yeah.
But as a standalone song, it's too much for me and I don't want to listen to it again outside of the context of a musical.
That's funny. Like, I looked up in Google, like, synonyms for schmaltz and I got cloying. So it's funny that we had the same word in our notes. I also noticed that there were a lot of sort of clothing metaphors, like, coming apart of the scenes, hanging by a thread, thread of hope. It's a nice touch, I thought.
Yeah, I liked all those little... I make kind of textile art and stuff as well, so I always appreciate hearing textile references in things.
Nice.
My first note is one word, and it's the word Gloucester. Mm. They pronounce this as Gloucester in the song. And I think if you're using a place name in a song, you should learn how to say it correctly. Especially because it's not really going to work with my accent when I say it, but when you say Gloucester, it ruins the rhyme scheme for the rest of the verse with like faster and bastard.
Yeah.
So that kind of threw me right at the start. So I'm just going to go through a few words for everybody now, or a few place names. Gloucester.
Gloucester.
Worcester. Leicester. Edinburgh. Dunleary. Cove. Melbourne, Brisbane, Queensland.
It's not Brisbane.
And that is my list of... No, it is not.
I am the ugly American.
I thought maybe the vocals were a bit loud. I thought they could be pushed down a little bit. Yeah, my favourite songs from musicals are the ones that feel really strong as part of the story, but that you can also listen to outside the musical. So this kind of loses a bit of points in that for me, but it's still like a nice song as part of this imaginary musical. For me, it doesn't quite feel like an I want song. It's more like a this is happening and I wish it wasn't happening song. And now that we've had this random chance fall into our laps, we might not starve and it might be okay.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's kind of a difference between like the two thoughts of I don't want to die, which is what I feel like this song is, and I want to live, which is what it could be if it was more of an I want song. Like technically they mean the same thing, but in actuality they're kind of different. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's also a pretty low level want. Yeah, you know, it's pretty basic.
More of a need, really.
I want it, yeah.
Yeah.